What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Robb.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday.
Liking it.
It's your Sports Bros. Yep, that's right. Isaac, that's me. I am a former NFL quarterback and Hall of Famer.
Soda.
And Big Sook's right over there.
Hall of Fame, not necessarily. I'm good, in no Hall of Fame.
Good little college player.
I don't think you're in any. Are we?
Good little college player.
Maybe a radio Hall of Fame one day.
I don't know about that.
Is there an Oregon radio Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. If there is, we're not in it.
I'm not even in my high school Hall of Fame.
It makes me sad.
No one wants me.
I want you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're in my Hall of Fame.
And you're in my.
Do we have a Dockers moment? Like a taster's choice between friends?
You're mine, man.
That's my quarterback. That's my Rob.
Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to learn about pocket foods from Pat Murphy.
Pocket foods?
Oh, yeah. You don't know Pat Murphy, but he is the manager of the best team in baseball.
Okay.
And he likes pocket foods.
I'm not certain I want to eat anything that comes out of my pocket.
And that would be the general concern, and yet here we are with Pat Murphy.
Yep.
Yeah. In fact, I'm trying to think of anything. If you pull something out of your pocket...
You better be in a wrapper, man.
Yeah. Put this in your mouth. The answer to that is going to be no. And not just no. That'll be no with some prejudice on it. No, I'm all right.
Also, something I was just informed by our esteemed producer, Ryan Buckley. Buck, they call him.
Hello.
I was just informed... by him that something has been banned in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw this. This is a bummer.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, man. This stuff's great.
Yeah.
Wait, that you can still do that?
No more blow.
Mm. Oh, I think it's still there. Trust me. Come on.
Coming up tonight in the club. Oh, was the Hulkster's death suspicious?
Oh.
One person says it was.
Really?
Yes. And she may know.
Because there's some people that are saying that Aussies may have been... you know, self-done in.
Yeah, he was just...
He was out. He was ready to be done.
Checking out.
Yeah, thanks for coming. But I haven't read that about the...
Yeah!
Okay. A lot of people.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And we also have a story that we have titled Revenge of the Nerds, as Mark Zuckerberg has offered one dork a lot of money to come work for him.
Is there a difference between a dork and a nerd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Haven't we covered this?
Have we?
Yeah. I think we covered dork, nerd, goober.
Yeah, nerds are smarter than dorks, right?
Correct.
Dorks don't have to be smart.
Right. Nerds are, nerds right. Are I think that's the difference.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then a goober is just a goofball.
Okay.
And a jabroni.
I do think we had this conversation. I love that term.
Jabroni is one of my favorites.
We've covered a lot of ground in 17, 18, 19 years.
Jabroni.
This jabroni.
So that's coming up in the club hour. 6 to 7. Okay. 6 to 7.
Okay, babe. You've been doing the Dennis Miller a lot lately. Okay, babe.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about true freshmen here because I have a list of the top true freshmen in college football entering the upcoming season.
How do we know that they're the top? Because they've never played.
That's a good question. Now, this is from Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
And they are pontificating that 2024 was the year of the true freshman.
Okay.
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 The sport saw an unprecedented number of first-year players dominate, so much so that the two cover athletes of the EA College Football 26 are rising sophomores. You have Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams.
Yes, that's the receiver from Ohio State and the receiver from Alabama, which both were, yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, instant impact. And we have seen the rise. I mean, it used to be that freshmen, you know, weren't really considered like key contributors right away, but we've had freshmen win the Heisman Trophy. Jameis Winston was a freshman when he won the Heisman Trophy. You know, we've seen national champions. So it's these kids are coming in so better prepared and are better athletes than ever. Freshmen can contribute sooner than what history has told us.
3 second-year players are the number one players at their respective positions in Pro Football Focus's offseason rankings.
Okay.
That's only happened 5 other times in the history of their rankings, ever. So, the players who have entered their true sophomore season as the number one player at their position are, and this is all time,
okay,
Pro Football Focus, Trevor Lawrence,
yeah,
Derek Stingley, LSU,
DB,
Tank Bigsby, the running back at Auburn, 2021. Brock Bowers,
yeah,
the tight end at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Downs, the safety at Ohio State last year.
By the way, most of these guys have lived up to the billing.
And this year, you've got the three, Jeremiah Smith,
mm-hmm,
wide receiver, Ohio State.
Yep.
Colin Simmons, edge rusher from Texas.
Yeah.
And Leonard Moore, cornerback from Notre Dame.
Huh. Interesting. I can't say that it just... Those are kind of off my radar a little bit. I guess I wouldn't have thought about that, the best player at their position being a sophomore.
So what they have done is they have listed 10 true freshmen who are best positioned to make an immediate impact, a la Caleb Downs.
Okay.
And Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
And Colin Simmons.
And we have...
And Leonard Moore.
Is DeCorey Moore a duck on this list? That was my first question.
You will find out next.
Great tease.
On 105.1 The Fan. So we're talking about true freshmen in college football. You've got 3 guys at number one at their position who were true freshmen outstanding performers last year. They are number one at their position coming into this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State. Colin Simmons, edge rusher, Texas. Leonard Moore, cornerback, Notre Dame. Pro Football Focus is saying that has never happened.
Well, it's funny. Like, had he been eligible, Jeremiah Smith would have been the top receiver to go in the NFL draft last year as a true freshman.
Yeah.
He's like Adrian.
He's unbelievable.
Adrian Peterson was kind of like, every now and then, like high school kids can't make that jump, but every now and then you do get a freshman that after 1 year of college, the NFL would take, you know, they were like, yeah, let's go.
So they called 2024 the year of the true freshman. Who is poised to make an immediate impact as a true freshman in the upcoming season? Are you ready?
I can probably get 3 or 4 of them on this list.
I'm going to start at 10, okay? So I'm going to build some suspense.
Okay.
I'm going to run through these pretty quick for you.
Okay.
Julian Lewis is a quarterback at Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know if he would have been one that I pulled from that, but he has a lot of hype, and they're counting on him to be the guy that replaced Shedeur Sanders.
Well, they're saying he's in a battle with Caden Salter, the mm-hmm Liberty transfer.
Yeah.
Remember that guy? He's the one that wore the big, great Gazoo helmet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know where that that competition stands. Well, but
he's not, if I remember correctly, because like this was a big deal. Like, who do you go out and get? And I want to say he was a USC flip, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Right. He was a USC commit. Yep. And then Deion got him. And, you know, it was like, oh, you know, Deion Sanders, working magic. And you said now he's in a battle with someone.
They said that he's undersized and he doesn't have elite tools, but he is one of the more accurate and polished quarterbacks from the 2025 class.
Okay.
And they say he resembles Shadur more than Salters does.
I'm convinced that Colorado's a sinking ship, and that I'm not a believer.
Number nine.
Do you believe? No.
Do you believe? Number nine is USC edge rusher Jakeem Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm familiar with his game as well.
He was once the top overall recruit in the 2026 class.
Yeah, he reclassified, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Number eight, cornerback DJ Pickett, LSU.
I was reading about LSU a little bit ago, and I supposedly they think that because with Brian Kelly, the defense really hasn't been elite, right? It's LSU, when they've been let down these last handful of years, they don't play defense, which is weird. And they're saying with like Harold Perkins is one of the truly special players in college football, linebacker, and he's coming off a knee injury. And they are saying that this class they've put together, which obviously would include DJ Pickett, I don't think it necessarily signaled him out, but they're saying that they think LSU has the bones to finally be an LSU defense. And then with Nussmeier at quarterback, if LSU is going to pop under Brian Kelly, this is the year where they're supposed to pop. And the fact that you have one of the top 10 incoming freshmen certainly helps.
So this kid, Pickett, is 6'5", 195.
Yeah.
But he ran a 10.7 100-meter dash.
More of the people are looking for the Christian Gonzalez's now. Like, big corners are all the rage in football because receivers are getting bigger and bigger. And so you don't have to be a 6'1 rangy corner, but you look at the ones that are truly being elite. You're starting to get more players now that would be normally receivers that are like, hey, man, I understand you got the size to be a receiver. Trust me, do this. You're going to make a lot of money in the NFL. And so we're starting to see some of that size bleed over into the corners.
Number seven is Devin Sanchez, cornerback at Ohio State, who is compared to Christian Gonzalez. Now, they're saying that he may not start, but he should see significant playing time, and he's legit due to size speed combo. Well, Number six.
And remember, too, that freshmen may take a little bit, but the key about freshmen is by the time you reach game six or seven, they're not freshmen anymore. They've dropped a little bit, you know, and that's where you can get some guys that really start to make some impact at the end of the year. You mentioned that was it Colin Simmons, the kid out of Texas. Same thing at the end of the year. All of a sudden, like, you're looking up and you're like, who the hell is this kid for Texas? You're like, he's a freshman. And he's just, by the end of the year,
he was awesome.
He's an absolute unblockable force.
Number six is one of two quarterbacks left on the list of top freshmen, true freshmen for the upcoming season. And it is quarterback Malik Washington from Maryland.
I have no idea who that is. I am not. Shocking, in my Big Ten preview, I didn't do a deep dive into Maryland, nor have I heard of this kid.
He was not a top 100 overall recruit or a top 10 quarterback.
That's probably why I haven't heard of him.
He's still absolutely a freshman to know heading into the 2025 season because he has a great chance of starting. He's the highest rated recruit that the Terps have landed in 4 years. And he will be battling UCLA transfer Justin Martin and redshirt freshman Christian Martin for the job.
Not familiar.
Number five is running back Gideon Davidson from Clemson.
Yes, they are saying that he could be the bell cow for Clemson. I was reading through a season preview, and he was one of the guys that they were saying that they think he will be the feature back because, is it Maffa, their guy from last year, has moved on. And they're saying sexy.
Yeah, he's with the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're saying Clemson's a sexy pick. Clemson made the playoffs last year after kind of a rocky start, and defense is going to be loaded. They got Klubnik back, and they're saying this Davidson kid is going to be the real deal.
He only averaged 10.6 yards per carry in high school. That's all.
Yeah.
Number four, Dallas Wilson, a wide receiver for Florida.
Have not heard.
He is projected as one of Florida's starting wideouts.
He was a former Oregon commit. So he and DeCorian Moore were both committed to the Ducks, and they had the number one and two receivers in the class, and then he flipped to Florida.
They are saying he is very physical. And the top three true freshman breakout stars of the upcoming season. Number three is offensive tackle David Sanders Jr. He is playing for Tennessee. Number two.
I know two and one are going to be easy. It's just a matter of what order they are. It'll be Moore, and it's going to be the Underwood kid.
Number two is DeCorian Moore, the Oregon wide receiver, five-star, number five overall in his class.
Yeah.
Evan Stewart, of course, is hurt, so they're going to need this kid to step up.
And the rest of them have moved on. This would be it's probably the biggest question mark on their team from a group is the depth of receivers, because you bring back, you're probably going to have what, like Gary Bryant Jr. will be there.
Justice Lowe.
What's Kyler Casper's first name? Yeah. But like, there isn't a Dickey's still around. Like there isn't,
Jerrion Dickey. Yep.
There isn't really a star. And you talk to people down there and they think that DeCorian Moore is going to be the guy. And I mean, when you get the number one receiver in the class, he is expected to come in and make an immediate impact. And people down there are like salivating about him.
Yeah, he's already getting compared to Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. He's way smaller than Smith.
Yeah.
Smith is a beast.
Yeah, he's a freak.
And Moore is more of a small speedster guy. 10'4", 100 meter in high school. But they say he has, this is from Pro Football Focus, he has outstanding agility, which makes him an excellent separator and dynamic after the catch. Despite only measuring it at 5'11", 186, he plays far bigger than that size and has a large catch radius thanks to his strong hands and leaping ability.
And they're going to need him. I still think Oregon comes out and pounds the rock. And I think it is going to be more of a conservative offense until someone on that receiving core kind of has a breakout. But yeah, when you're brought in like that, there is no like, hey, we're sitting you for a while. DeCorian Moore, I'm guessing we'll start day one against mighty Montana State.
And number one is Bryce Underwood, the quarterback at Michigan, who flipped from LSU thanks to apparently Dave Portnoy.
And Portnoy, and I think it's Larry Ellison's wife. I guess they went in and they just decided that they will never be without a quarterback again, because last year
Portnoy essentially said, what does it cost me to have a good quarterback? $3 million. Okay, I'll find a way to come up with $12 million so we always have a good quarterback.
Yes. And the idea, like, their quarterback play last year, I don't know if I've ever seen a national title team the next year, like, they literally could not throw the ball. I forget who the other they had the freshman kid who's now at UNLV, starts with an O.
Orgy,
yeah. They have Orgy. Yeah, he's going to be the starter at UNLV, and then there's the other kid who I can't remember. But, my God, they literally could not throw the football at all. And Michigan was like, well, we're going to fix that. And so now here comes Bryce Underwood, and that dude has as much hype. Nico had this coming into Tennessee. It's like that. I mean, it's... You know, there is a lot, and he's again going to be the starter from day one.
No quarterback recruit has had a higher rating for Michigan ever than Underwood.
Yeah,
elite physical tools, arm talent to mobility, and was the first ever true freshman to be featured on the cover of the EA College Football video game. He had a 54 career record. Oh, sorry, I can't read. Apparently, he had a
good. You do.
50-4 career record in high school with two state championships, and he broke the Michigan high school record for career passing yards and touchdowns.
The only thing that scares me about that is we've done this before on the show. You go back and look at the five-star and like the number one quarterbacks at each class. It is a very checkered history.
At least they have talent. Like, it's really painful watching Michigan play football if they don't have a quarterback.
Yes.
So this will make them that much more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the 10 true freshmen best positioned to make an immediate impact in the upcoming season.
Well, it's going to be interesting because you look at the top 10, right? Texas is breaking a new quarterback. Georgia's breaking a new quarterback. Alabama, Notre Dame, Oregon, Ohio State. Those are all, they're all new, brand new quarterbacks that we really haven't seen other than maybe some bit parts like with Moore at Oregon. But this is going to be, it's going to be fun early in the season to kind of see which one of these guys kind of emerges. In fact, Durton Sprague had on a guy that covers the Cleveland Browns and Ohio State. And he was kind of giving the Julian saying like, and I guess the reports, according to him, at Ohio State are not stellar. They kind of compared him to like the year Kyle McCord was fighting Devin Brown for the starting job. Mm-hmm. And so it's, and they come out of the box with Texas right away. So just be careful of me. I always say, be careful of hype.
Let's talk about pocket foods coming up next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Nice to have you along. Now let's learn about Pat Murphy. He is the very unassuming manager of the Milwaukee Brewers.
The surprisingly good?
Yeah.
Milwaukee Brewers?
Well, the guy's a good skip.
Yeah.
He's 161 and 113.
Yeah, the Brewers were a playoff team last year until they met a certain team from New York, and they've a couple times this year they've had the best record in the bigs.
I think they have the best record in baseball right now.
Are they back?
I think they do.
Let's take a look-see. I believe you are correct.
So this guy knows ball.
Mm-hmm. And yet you...
You remember Craig Counsell?
I do remember Craig Counsell.
Yeah, screw that guy, huh?
Could you pick...
Am I right?
Pat Murphy out of a lineup?
No, not until I saw all this.
Yeah. He just... He may be a wonderful man, but dude, he just looks... Like if I saw... If I just saw that guy at like a cookout, he just seems like he's like an angry old Marine.
What do you, he does not look like a baseball manager.
No, he does not.
So what do you think, what would you, if you look at that, so you roll up to that party.
I think he looks like a high school baseball manager.
Okay.
You think,
I just think he looks like less professional.
I don't think he looks like a baseball
that
guy.
That dude was a master gunnery sergeant in the Corps, and he's got like those black and white forearm tattoos, and he... likes to call you a sissy and talk about how your generation is worthless and pathetic. He has that jaw and that nose that just scream, I'm an a-hole and I like to yell at you. Like he's a gym teacher named Mr. Woodcock that likes to throw dodgeballs at kids.
Well, apparently the players love him.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a personality. His name is Pat Murphy and we're going to learn about him now.
Let's go on this journey together.
The other day during a game, the cameras picked up a bench coach laughing at him in the dugout.
Yeah.
And they zoomed in on him, and he was over there eating a folded up pancake.
Pocket pancake.
From his shirt, from his pants.
You can't do that.
He did that.
You can't.
Right there in the dugout.
You cannot eat pocket pancakes. You can't do it.
So they caught it on the broadcast, and so of course, like any good sideline reporter, yeah,
you got to lean in.
You follow up on that, and here is what the gal asked him about it after the game.
Like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels. What else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
So then he goes on MLB Network, yeah. and of course, this is now getting out there.
Yeah.
And they ask him about it.
Pat, what did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I had a pocket pancake. Just rolled the pancake
pocket
up.
Pocket pancake. Rolled up pancake. Little burrito
pancake.
I put
it in my pocket. It tastes better.
Did you have syrup with it?
Tastes better.
No.
So he's doing bits. You know, there is zero chance a pancake tastes better coming out of his pocket. No. Okay.
And the gal that was interviewing the sideline hot, because of course, she eats some of his pocket pancake.
Well, he gave her a little nibble.
No. First off, you can't be raw dogging foods from your pocket.
If she doesn't eat it, she's getting dragged by the fans, I think. I think good on her for taking a bite.
I think that's right.
You can't.
You got to go all the way.
There is not a person on this planet. I don't care how much I adore you, Jeff Bridges, how hot you are, sideline report. I am not eating a pancake that is just coming out of your pocket. Have you seen what's inside a pocket? Stuff just appears in pockets.
Well, he doesn't care.
There's lint. There's dirt.
Yeah.
What? You're the manager.
And by the way,
can't you just get someone to bring you a pancake?
Now that I buy. I'm in on that. It's like, dude, just ask. I'm sure they'll bring you whatever you want.
Go get one of the bat boys to run down and bring you out a pancake.
But he's a resourceful man.
I guess.
Listen, this is a man who's been through two divorces and a heart attack. You think he gives an S?
No.
He doesn't.
He's all about that pocket pancake life.
So now, after the next game, they ask him about it again. It's become a thing.
Yeah.
Ask him about it again, and he pontificates for about a minute.
Murph, do you really keep pancakes in your pocket?
Sometimes. Pancakes, pizza. I mean, stuff I like. During the game, to wash down, to have something, you know what I mean?
How does one keep pizza in your pants without it causing like long-term damage to pants?
Oh, not long-term, you just wash it.
Right.
Pizza, when it's cold pizza, then you fold it up like a sandwich.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yes, that makes more sense.
You need it during the game. And when I wear a hoodie, I have a pocket right here, and that's full of crumbs. But
do you go toppings?
Toppings? Sausage.
Okay.
Duh.
The cold pizza, and then the cheese, the sauce doesn't, you know, it's cold.
I was just thinking of a hot slice of pizza, but that makes way more sense.
No, I usually get them out of the hotel when you walk down leave pizza boxes outside. They always leave some slices.
How about that? Did you guys hear that? Did you? Let me just repeat.
Yeah. Oh, I heard it.
Right at the end, he said, because the two media guys' minds are blown by the fact that he does this.
It should be blown.
And they can't quite wrap their heads around it. And they're like, wait, so you're talking about, he's like, no, cold pizza. There's no, the sauce is, it's all cold. Just stuff it in there. It's fine. Then he says he gets the pieces of pizza. When he gets up in the morning, he's the manager of the Brewers. He's going to the ballpark in his little baseball outfit. And he looks for pieces of pizza left over in old pizza boxes outside of other people's hotel rooms. You believe that?
I do believe it. I do. He's just one of these guys. And by the way, looking at that nose and jaw, he seems like the sort that is eating a hotel leftover pizza. So you're telling me that
but it's not even his.
Yeah. So like their third baseman orders a pizza for a late night snack, throws it out, and the manager comes by and is like,
I bet this is still good.
It's like, yoink.
Well, he doesn't just eat it. He puts it away for later.
Saves it.
He puts it away. He saves it for the eighth inning.
Boy, I can't even. It's stunning. Watching him pull that pancake out and eat it, now I need to see pocket pizza. It just appears out of a hoodie? And you're okay with that?
I respect the man.
Do you?
I do. Now, listen, we've talked about this before, and I think it's very controversial. But the pizza slices that are untouched,
yeah,
it's that is different than
it's the principle.
That is different than yanking like a half-eaten chicken finger and a few leftover fries on some kid's plate that you pull from the table. You know what I'm saying?
I see. Because it's a yeah. It's
it
a,
hasn't been touched.
It's a, it, yeah. It's a.
It's a separate
it's
entity.
Independent.
It was not touched. Yes. Now the man could have sneezed on it with his.
True.
You know.
But someone else could have done that preparing your pizza. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. My wife and I were talking about this the other night, and she said that exact same thing. And I retorted with exactly what you said. It's like, dude, you don't know how much your food's been sneezed on by whoever's preparing it.
Well, can I say this? Like in general, like. The idea of you eating someone else's food creeps people out. But when you think of all the things that have happened to that food, the idea that you're getting the most disgusting, it's just not true.
I do think that we've discussed this before, yes. And we're on the same page on this. I don't think it's that weird.
It's not.
To
but,
snatch. I don't do it
yeah.
because society tells me I can't and I'm shamed.
Or it's culturally unacceptable.
It's
That's
culturally unacceptable, but it's I don't think unsafe, it's though. That weird to no. snatch a little leftover food that somebody doesn't eat.
So me and my buddy were down at spring training this last year, and we were watching the Royals. And the guy beside us, nice enough guy, he was there with his grandson and maybe his girl. There was three or four people. And I asked him, I said, because I was thinking about getting some popcorn. And my guy's like, popcorn's great. You want some? And I was like, nah. I was like, it's a little weird. I'm like, I don't know anyone down there. Like 5 minutes go by and I was kind of looking. I'm like, I should have taken some popcorn. And he offers it. He's like, you sure? And I was like, all right, let's do this. So I took some popcorn. And then my buddy took some popcorn, and then the person in front of us was like, is that good popcorn? So before you know it, we had like an 8-person popcorn thing, because it was this huge bag. I didn't know those people, and their hands are all in that pop. It's popcorn. But if you were to see a 3/4 thing of popcorn sitting in a ball game, there's no way you'd pick up that popcorn and start eating, right? So that's abandoned popcorn. You're like, I can't do it. But how is that any different than me sharing a stranger's popcorn with like 7 other people? Or the idea that you're so much cleaner than someone else. You're maybe just as dirty, if not dirtier than someone else. But you're right. It's societal norms that tell us we're not allowed to do those things.
Here's a guy on the fan text line. I used to work at a high-end steakhouse in college as a dishwasher. Yeah. I ate so many half-eaten plates. Yeah. I bet they did.
Yeah.
That's good ass food.
Have you ever had a table next to you offer you something like at a bar?
What do you mean? We're not going to eat all these.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Maybe.
That's happened.
Hey, we've got a crab cake left. You want it?
Yeah. I can't tell you the number of times I've been at a bar because I can get chatty at a bar and I'll have someone next to me like, hey, you want one of these? You want one of these cheese sticks? And you're like, while I'm here. I do think we need to normalize sharing food with people.
Well, it's less wasteful.
It's less wasteful, and it's got a bad stigma. And let's be honest. The person next to you doesn't have the Andromeda strain that's going to kill you. And you don't have it's that's going to take
until
out someone
they do.
Until they do. Like, what are you really afraid of?
Well, like I said, you're preaching to the choir, dude. I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
It's just really society shames me, and I don't want to be shamed by society. Like, this guy says, if someone sees you do that and watches you take a bite, you're not going to be embarrassed or surprised if they freak out a little bit. You just don't care. Well, that's why I don't do it.
Yeah, societal norms.
Because I would be a little, I'd be like that. Yeah. But
I've been tempted many times. You go to a restaurant that's decent and somebody leaves and they've eaten sensibly and they've left like half their food and you're on your way in and you're starving and you're like, I wish I could just grab a couple of those fries. They look pretty good. The people have left. Like, I never have. I've never had the balls to do it, but I've wanted to.
Well, same guy says, what's the trash? It's off limits, man. You're now on the same level as a bum. You're a bum.
It is true. That's
But wait, it's not been in the trash.
No, but it is someone's trash.
It's trash. The bottom line
No, it's not. They just couldn't finish it.
They have discarded it.
They paid for it.
It's trash.
I don't think it is.
I don't think the table.
It's not trash until it goes into the trash.
I don't think the table's trash. That floor pizza,
that's
trash.
Wait a minute. This is bullshit. If you leave a half-eaten burger on a table, it is not trash until it goes into the trash. Because if you're calling me trash for eating it, What if the person then picks up and eats it? Then they're eating their own trash? That makes no sense.
Here's the problem. A lot of times someone will take like the napkin or whatever and they put it on the plate.
Saying if the napkin, but wait,
no, if the napkin touches,
hold on.
The plate,
if I put the napkin on the plate and there is half a burger left,
that's trash.
And then I decide to take the napkin off of the plate. You know what? I am going to eat that. Is that trash? It was my burger.
It's trash.
No,
it's
trash. That is no.
It's trash. It's trashy.
I can't get behind.
Once
that.
The napkin. No. Paper or cloth is on the plate touching the burger, it becomes trash.
No,
because the napkin was trash,
it's
and
the
now
declaration
that burger
of trash
is
what it is. It's the white flag of I'm done and so is this food.
Yeah, but what if you're not done?
Someone steals in, hey, want to finish my soup? That might be the worst sharing food that you could possibly do. You want to finish my soup? What kind of soup? Because I'm not going to lie, if that's a delicious chowder, you may get me on that.
I think we need to teach kids, the next generation, to never put your napkin on the plate. Because you never know when you're going to be done. Because if you put the napkin on the plate, you are signifying that that is now trash. But what if you want to go back and eat it?
It is weird. Like I said, the bar that I drink at a lot, I don't know if it. There is a lot of food sharing between strangers. I will admit, when you're belly up at a bar, stuff gets passed around. Every now and then, someone will offer you a sip of their drink or a cocktail. I think wings get shared. Certainly fries get shared. Bar mix. And it's not considered weird. Does the dive bar give you more leeway into sharing food?
I think it's about it being left and discarded. I think it's not weird when you're with other people actively drinking, but when those people leave and you take a chicken wing off their plate, it's like it gets strange.
And it changes nothing.
Why is that strange?
Because
they were there before. I don't know. Yeah, it just is.
It is. You're right. Because it goes back to the napkin touching becoming trash. Once it's abandoned,
it's like you're scavenging now.
Yes.
Instead of sharing.
You go from being a patron to you are a bum. Someone has abandoned food and now you are coming along. You're a scavenger. At that point, you are a home. You are a urban camper.
Before you were a sharer, now you're a scavenger.
You're a streetman.
Well, I have no problem with it.
It's the abandonment
issues. I might put this on my agenda.
Normalize leftover chicken fingers?
Yeah. Well, I don't like waste.
Yeah, dude. Once someone's bitten it, man, I might be able to let you go with an uneaten chicken.
What about French fries?
I think French fries is a pretty easy shareable.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, fresh fries.
Yeah, and it does depend on the type of food.
It does.
But, and you're not going to take French fries from the next morning like the pizza. That would never be good. But from the table next to you? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they ate 70 of the French fries. There are 15 left. They haven't touched the other 15, have they? I mean, maybe a little, but so have the
but
rats.
Not enough to bother you.
There's a bunch of rats in the kitchen.
I'll tell you right now, there is no black and white here. There's a lot of gray. A lot of shades
of
gray.
And I think Napoleon Dynamite.
It comes down to your feeling. Oh, yeah, the tots.
Napoleon Dynamite was a pioneer with the tots.
That is so
wrong.
But they were always his, right?
Pat Murphy.
He didn't steal them.
I don't care.
No, I know. I'm back to Pat Murphy here in the
pocket
foods.
The idea of putting a French fry in a pocket and then removing the fry and eating it, whether it's my fry or not, I can't think of anything more offensive from a food standpoint than that. I would rather eat a total stranger's, remove the napkin, scavenge the plate, than eat my own fries out of my own pocket. There's just no way.
Wow.
No way.
What do you think is the best pocket food then? Maybe some baked beans with barbecue sauce. Oh. Bacon bits.
Clam chowder.
Scooped out of your lint-filled pocket with a plastic spork.
I don't know why, but this is bothering me. But the idea of like a warm, hot gummy bear just coming out of your pocket.
Bears.
Sticky.
Well, gummy bears usually come in a little bag.
I know, but just some raw dog gummy bears. Just, I don't know why that one gets me, but it just, maybe a half-melted candy bar. It's reaching there and grab a Snickers, and you pull out a handful of chocolate, and it's just rustling around. It's like something that Bucks kids would do. That's like you're a two-year-old at that point.
Pocket oysters? What do you think about that?
Some shrimp cocktail.
Pocket shrimp.
Gross. Have you seen the guy that goes and cooks meals in the bathrooms in the airplanes? He did like a shrimp dish.
Yeah, I saw that.
God.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We got to go. Text in your best pocket foods.
Pocket. I've never thought of a pocket pancake.
I think crab cakes could be solid.
Pocket waffle, though.
Yeah, maybe cold crab cakes because they'll stay together.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
No, you need something with an outside that's going to hold together, I think.
Cold crab cake.
Maybe sauce. You know, the little saucer cups with the lid on them.
And the reporter referenced bagel at one point, so apparently he's done pocket bagel as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he does it all, Pat.
You think there's cream cheese on that pocket bagel?
Shame.
I don't think there is cream cheese on the bagel,
I would hope not.
I think he has a tendency to grab things that he sees.
Yeah.
And just puts them in his pocket. And like I said, I just have to respect this man. What's I hope the Brewers go all the way now.
What's your spaghetti policy?
All right. We will wrap up the hour next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I just saw about a half hour ago, the NFL ESPN deal got finished, and now the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Really?
Yeah, they bought 10% of ESPN, so they're giving them the NFL Network. And NFL Red Zone and a couple other things, license a couple games to them. And in exchange, they get 10% of ESPN, which is
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean,
I wondered why NFL was doing that deal.
Yeah, so they sold.
They just don't want to deal with NFL Network. They don't want to do their own content anymore. They let ESPN do the content, but now you get 10% of what ESPN does.
Yeah, yeah. They own 10% of ESPN. I was kind of reading through
that's nice.
The kind of the gist of it, although it's a little weird because now, like, it's only 10%, but, you know, ESPN with the, you know, they're all the gambling stuff they do and all the reporting. And I mean, guess already you have the NFL Network, which was owned by the NFL, but kind of seems like maybe a little conflict of interest. But
cares about that.
You know, independent reporting is just when you have the media partner that has such a direct stake in a sport or company is already weird enough, let alone that league owning 10% of the biggest sports brand. I could see where that could get a little funky, especially with the licensing of all the gambling stuff. Because
NFL's leaning into gambling.
I guess
too.
That line has been blurred so much. It doesn't really matter.
College is still trying to be holier than thou, but that'll change. They'll tap into that money.
You just have to understand now that anytime you get any reporting out of ESPN, you do have to think about the fact that it's being reported by a company that is owned partially by the league they're reporting on.
Wrapping up our pocket foods conversation. Deal and others asking, are we just going to ignore the Hot Pocket? It's in the name.
Hell yeah.
I've never put a Hot Pocket in my pocket.
No.
Would you want to do it if it were hot, or would you need it to be a cool off pocket?
No, it would need to be semi-warm.
I'm not kidding. I just can't think of any food under any circumstances that I would put in my pocket and feel comfortable walking around and then pulling it out and eating it. Maybe some like jerky.
Here's a guy who said, my buddy brought pocket shrimp into a baseball game once. They were in foil though.
See, and that's fine. If you want to wrap something, that makes sense. But just, I don't know. Every time like you reach into your pocket, you like there's always a little,
there's gross things
in
there.
There's gross things. I don't know where it comes from.
Do you ever empty out your pockets? Like, you know, like just hang them out so that all that stuff gets out of there.
Like, what is?
Here's a guy who said just to, used to stuff cold bacon in my cargo shorts when I was bartending at a McMenamin's.
Why?
Cold bacon.
Why?
A lot of people bringing up jerky. Give me pocket jerky. There's enough salt on there to kill any bacteria. Maybe a nice English muffin folded in half.
I think jerky would be the easiest thing to brush anything off. You just, nothing.
In that category, YouTube suggesting pocket Oreos.
No. Okay.
Those could stand up.
Okay. No, because then you're getting stuff that's sticking to the filling, and that Oreo is going to break. Yeah. There's no way the integrity of the Oreo sticks.
Well, the bacon's a horrible idea, because now you're greasing up your cargo.
Yeah, that's gross.
That was not good.
Someone said, I can't tell if we're doing serious inquiries, but the only one I'm doing is jelly beans.
Yeah.
Hard shell on the
end. And then somebody else said the answer is probably sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds seem to be acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people do it. We do it in baseball all the
also
time.
Also, some form of nut, like a
handful of almonds or something.
Handful of almonds. Yeah, I could see that maybe happening there. But if you didn't have like a bunch of salt and stuff on them. And now you're just making your pocket gross. Like, what if you put one of these foods and then are you putting your wallet in there right afterwards? Your keys? It's disgusting.
Money. Money's the most disgusting thing
out there. Money is the most disgusting. Money in your phone.
Who likes money? Am I right?
Licking a dollar bill? Oof. No, thanks.
No. Exactly.
Was the Hulkster's death suspicious? Someone says it may be. That's next. In the club. On the fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.